In the lunchtime edition, dozens of passengers, many secondary school students, injured in a head-on collision between two transport board buses. Some Springer Memorial teachers failed to turn up for work in protest action. Further fallout from the simulation that went wrong. There are hints that vehicle licensing fees may be increased as the transport minister announces plans to modernize the licensing authority, including a new call center and outsourcing some inspection services. Some of the recertification requirements for elderly drivers being relaxed. The spokespeople for Palestinians and Jews in Barbados comment on the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Between 40 and 60 people have been injured in a head-on collision between two transport board buses at Lower Carlton St. James. The accident occurred around 9 a.m. Five ambulances responded to the scene, as well as emergency officials from the Barbados Fire Service, the Defense Force, the DEM, among others, to set up for the mass casualty situation. Speaking at the scene, the acting public relations officer of the police service, Sergeant Gabriel, said just over 60 people were injured, many of them school students.
They were traveling along this road in opposite directions when, on reaching a section of the road, became involved in a collision. There are several persons injured, and we are told just about over 60 persons, mostly secondary school children, and the injuries are said to be minor. However, one person has been transported to Queen Elizabeth Hospital who is an asthmatic. Presently, we have the police on scene. At this point, we are still carrying out our investigations as to how the accident occurred, and we will update you accordingly.
One of the passengers on one of the buses recounted what transpired. He also raised concerns about the inability to exit the electric buses when an emergency occurs.
Everybody just wanted to get out of the bus because honestly we thought the bus was going to explode. It started to make these funny sounds and it started to smoke profusely. We swear, obviously, you know, it's an electric bus. First thought everybody has is this bus can blow up. So that's why you see, like, there's so many broken windows that everybody just took the emergency things and brought them out, because you couldn't get the doors open initially because the bus shut down upon impact. Obviously it's electric, ain't more current, can't get the doors open, nothing. So we had to break out the windows and what's not, and then we were able to get the doors pretty open slowly. So obviously if you're trapped in a situation now where we couldn't get those doors open and it really did escalate to the point where, like, the bus caught fire or something, then we trapped in there. That's a hot pot. Literally, we can be in a hot pot. We can just cook.
The communications specialist at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Shane Seeley, provided an update a few minutes ago.
Six patients have been brought to hospital via ambulance. Two female teenagers are counted in that, a 54-year-old woman and a 51-year-old bus driver. That's a male. Two other patients have recently been brought to accident and emergency, and we are awaiting a status report on those patients. But what I can tell you, as far as the 15-year-old is concerned, she's an asthmatic and she reportedly has chest tightness, and she's been seen and treated. The 16-year-old female, she had a head injury and is being treated. The 54-year-old female has facial laceration, being treated as well. And the bus driver has injuries to his hip and knee, and he's being seen and treated.
Communications specialist at the QEH, Shane Seeley. About 20 teachers of the Springer Memorial School are off the job today. They failed to turn up for work in what one of them tells Starcom Network News is a protest over dissatisfaction with a meeting they held yesterday with the people responsible for organizing the recent simulation exercise that caused panic among students. We are told the teachers expected an apology for the way the simulation was handled, but that did not occur, and they are not happy. The teachers insist at least some of them had no advance notice of what was planned. Meantime, the General Secretary of the Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, Herbert Gittins, tells Starcom Network News that indeed over 20 teachers have reported ill at the Springer Memorial School.
at this point in time, I'm not sure of the reason that he's a coach, but obviously if persons have reported ill, they must use good reasons. The ill must may be coincidental that there are a significant amount. Maybe I understand up to over 20 persons are absent today. So I wish those teachers well and hope that they can get back in soon. From the union standpoint, we met with some of the, our members at Springer only yesterday evening to get an update on what was happening at the school, and were made aware then that there are about three teachers on leave coming out of matters which occurred earlier.
The General Secretary of the BUT, Herbert Gittins, in the lunchtime edition. Transport and Works Minister Santia Bradshaw has announced plans to overhaul and upgrade the service delivery of the Barbados Licensing Authority, including the outsourcing of some of the inspection services to private garages and the establishment of a call center to better handle queries. The physical facilities are also to be renovated. The Deputy Prime Minister spoke of the plans as she introduced in the House of Assembly an amendment to the Road Traffic Act. Garages inspected and approved by the ministry will be allowed to carry out vehicle assessments.
And that approved garage, Mr. Speaker, now gives a second option to the general public to be able to not only go to the Pine location, but to allow the services that would have been carried out in the Pine to now be carried out at various other approved garages across the island.
Ms. Bradshaw also outlined plans to modernize the facilities of the licensing authority and establish a call center to better handle queries, but fees may go up.
That obviously with some of the changes administratively, there may be in the future an appreciation that there may have to be some administrative costs that are added on to the actual current costs. Right now, private vehicles, for the first-time registration of new vehicles, they pay $400. And for first-time commercial vehicles, they actually pay $1,000.
And the elderly are getting an ease on the driver's license recertification requirements. The Secretary of the Caribbean Against Apartheid in Palestine group, Lalu Hanuman, has been commenting on the Mideast conflict. Mr. Hanuman tells Starcom Network News that while he is not justifying any attacks or the war overall, he believes Palestinians have a right to defend themselves.
Hamas retaliating to Israeli attacks going back many, many years. For the last almost 8 years, the Palestinians have been oppressed, subjugated. They're a colonized people living in an apartheid state. So they have every right to defend themselves. In the West, we keep hearing the mantra that Israel has a right to defend itself. Fair enough, they have a right to defend themselves, but then so do the Palestinians have a right to defend themselves. I'm not justifying any attacks on civilians, but Hamas's attacks are in direct retaliation to Israeli attacks that have been going on for a number of years. The Palestinians have been living in this little enclave called Gaza. It's an open-air prison, in effect. For the last 16 years, they've been under total domination of Israel.
He also believes what's being reported about the conflict is unbalanced. We also reached out to the Honorary Israeli Consul in Barbados, Scott Oran, who said, quote, "We are all saddened by all that is happening and pray for the protection and safety for all people and their families who are victims of these horrible events," unquote. U.S. President Joe Biden is to visit Israel tomorrow as he seeks to demonstrate staunch support for the country while also pressing for ways to ease humanitarian suffering in Gaza. Meantime, the World Health Organization has warned that the enclave faces an imminent public health crisis with limited water supplies for hundreds of thousands of people displaced from their homes. More than 2,800 people have died in the Israeli airstrikes. That's according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Our top stories. About 40 to 60 passengers, many of them secondary school students, injured in a head-on collision between two electric transport board buses at Lower Carlton St. James around 9 a.m. Some Springer Memorial teachers failed to turn up for work in protest action. Further fallout from the simulation that went wrong. There are hints that vehicle licensing fees may be increased as the transport minister announces plans to modernize the licensing authority, including a new call center and outsourcing some inspection services. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.